There's another aspect of flexibility that you should bear in mind for the rest of your life and career. Buckminster Fuller, the scientist and philosopher, called it the theory of precession, which does not appear in any dictionary or encyclopedia. Dr. Robert Ronstadt of Babson College called it the corridor principle. Napoleon Hill referred to this finding by the most successful people in America by saying that within every setback or obstacle, there lies the seed of an equal or greater opportunity or benefit. What this means is that when you set a new goal for yourself, you will have a general idea of the steps you should take and the direction you should pursue. But almost inevitably, as you start off, you will run into unexpected roadblocks that make it impossible to continue in that direction. However, by some miracle, just as you reach a wall, another door of opportunity will open along the corridor to success. This may happen several times with several false starts. In almost every case, you will achieve your greatest success in an area very different from what you initially thought when you started out. You will achieve your greatest business and personal successes doing things that are very different from what you had initially planned. The key is to remain flexible. Here's the most important rule of flexibility. Be clear about your goal, but be flexible about the process of achieving it. Always be open to the influence of your superconscious mind. Remain sensitive to the possibility of serendipitous and synchronous events. Be open to ideas, inspirations, and inputs from other people. In the New Testament, Jesus said, "You must become like a little child if you would enter into the kingdom of heaven." One interpretation of these words is that you must remain open-minded, flexible, calm, confident, and curious if you want to be able to recognize new opportunities and possibilities as they open up around you on your journey toward your goal. Resolve to remain flexible and open no matter what happens. Remember, there is almost always a better way to accomplish any task or to achieve any goal. Your aim should be to be alert and aware to what it might be, to find it, and then to take action in that new direction as quickly as possible. This will ensure that you inevitably reach your goal, sometimes in the most unexpected and surprising ways. Now, here are three things you can do immediately to put these ideas into action. First, regularly ask yourself the question, "What do I really, really want to do with my life?" And then make sure that your current goals and activities are in harmony with your answer. Second, be completely honest and realistic with your life and goals. Resolve to see the world as it is, not as you wish it were or could be. What changes does this practice suggest? Third, be willing to admit in each area of your life where you experience stress or resistance that you could be wrong or that you've made a mistake. Resolve today to cut your losses wherever possible.